segment, but right now we are joined by a former NFLer. 7 years in the NFL, an NFL analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, co-host of Home and Home, and you can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, my man, what's going on? How are you?
Jim, I'm fantastic, man. Thanks for having me, as always.
Always good to have you. Always look forward to it, too. Ross, if I had told you before yesterday that Tampa Bay would go on the road to Los Angeles and drop 55 on the defending NFC champs, what would you have said?
No freaking way. I mean, I thought the number was way too much. I told people on the Even Money podcast to take the Bucks getting the 10 points. I thought they had a chance to keep it close, maybe even win the game. But not 55 points. I mean, Jim, think about the fact that they only gave up 13 points on the road Sunday night to Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb. The same team that scored 40 points against the Ravens yesterday only had 13 against this same L.A. Rams defense. And yet for them to go out there and do that, it was really, really surprising and impressive.
Now, I thought, Ross, I said right before you came on, that's the most amazing thing I've seen all season long. In a year of some really weird things, there's nothing like that. Now, you made the point that Shaq Barrett would get your vote for Defensive Player of the Year. What do you make of what he's done through the first month, and what impresses you the most about him?
Well, what I make from it is I wish I was him, man. I mean, he's on a one-year deal. They're going to either have to pay him an ungodly amount or they're going to franchise tag him. It's kind of crazy. Now, I know the Broncos got 5 sacks yesterday, but it's kind of crazy that they chose to go with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb over Barrett. I can live with that, I guess. But that they had him, and now he's in Tampa, and I don't think he would get the Defensive Player of the Year votes right now just because their defense is not as good as the Bears' defense. They're not playing in primetime games. He doesn't have the name brand recognition of Khalil Mack. So I think that the writers, the voters, would probably vote for Khalil Mack right now. But 9 sacks, all the forced fumbles, the big interception yesterday. I mean, he had the interception, and he had the game-clinching fumble that Sue picked up and ran in for a touchdown. It's crazy what he's been able to do on a bad defense that's really been behind in a lot of the games. Not even like he's been playing with a lead in these 4 games that much.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. Now, Ross, you mentioned Khalil Mack, so let's go there for a minute. He had another Khalil Mack-type day, another strip sack, play where he was double-teamed and held, and he still brings down Kirk Cousins. You know, Khalil Mack doing Khalil Mack things. Ross, take me back to your playing days. As an offensive lineman, if you were facing a guy like Khalil Mack on Sunday, what was the week of preparation like, and how anxious and stressed out would you be knowing you had to face a guy like that?
Well, a couple things. One is, I remember one time we were playing the Ravens, and it wasn't pass rushing because I was playing center and Ray Lewis was playing linebacker. And I distinctly remember, Jim, thinking, you know, because one of the guys on the line said, you know, Tuck, you got to block Ray almost every play this game. And I said, yep, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to make a name for myself. It's going to be awesome. That is not what happened in the game. Unfortunately, I barely blocked him once. And so I learned a lesson right there that maybe I was a little overeager, a little too confident. When you're going against a pass rusher, though, what you're really doing is talking to the other line mates and talking to the coaches about trying to get help and trying to make sure that they don't put you on an island with a monster like that the entire game. That's the thing that was so impressive, by the way, about Mack. I mean, there were a couple times, Jim, where they were sliding to him, which means it's really 2-for-1. It's really the offensive tackle has his outside number, the guard has his inside number, and he still split them and made plays. That should never, ever, ever happen. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are. You should never be able to beat a double team like that. So that's one where I can remember a couple times in my career that even if it wasn't called, we had an understanding amongst the guys up front that we were going to help whoever had to block, whoever that guy was, to make sure he didn't make our buddy look real, real bad.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. I would argue that not only was there a 2-for-1 and you had a guy sliding over to help, it was a 2-for-1 and they held, and he still beat that double team as they were holding. Hey, Ross, what about Vontaze Burfict? He gets ejected for that hit on Jack Doyle yesterday. News breaks a few minutes ago. He'll be suspended for the rest of the season. At this point, Ross, could you argue that there should be an argument, or you can make an argument that he should be banned from the NFL, period?
I'm not, Jim, you know, some guy that's just a sports writer, reporter, whatever. As you know, I played 7 years. Our mutual buddy, Kyle Brandt, could tell you from college, or the guys I play with in the NFL could tell you. I was very borderline. I mean, I there were things I did on the field that some of the defenders would say was cheap or dirty or whatever. But a lot of times that was just like a cut block downfield that they didn't like. It was still legal. When I saw what Vontaze Burfict did yesterday, he should never be allowed on the field again, ever. That is his 10th transgression, on-field transgression. I'm not going to go through all of them. I would encourage people to Google it or look it up. But he has been fined or suspended 9 times for questionable behavior. I'm not even counting the middle finger or the PEDs, just for questionable hits. The whole idea of discipline, Jim, is to deter behavior. It's not working. He's not deterred. He doesn't care. And how bad would the NFL feel if Jack Doyle had suffered some type of permanent brain damage when Burfict launched himself like a missile? I'm not some prude when it comes to football. You know, I love the physical part of it. I love the violence of football. But at some point, the NFL is culpable and probably legally liable for what this guy does on the field. I mean, if something really bad happened to Jack Doyle, if I were his family, I would sue, and I think they would win. And I'll say one other thing, too, before I forget. He's going to appeal, I saw. The NFLPA better not represent him or support him. Their job, Jim, is to look out for the best interest of all 1,800 players. Not one guy that consistently endangers the health of the other 1,800 because he won't follow the rules. If anything, the NFLPA should be pushing for him to be banned for life as well. I don't ever want to see that dude inside the white lines ever again, because I'm scared of how it could end at some point.
Good for you, Ross. Ross Tucker joining us. I want to ask you one quick follow on that. Ross, if you had to get inside this guy's head, how do you explain this type of thing from Burfict? Does he not know the line? That sounds absurd, but does he not know the line? Does he not care about the line? Or are we just talking about a bad guy?
I think, from what I've heard, I think when he goes inside the white lines, I think he just loses his mind. And we all have kind of an alter ego. We're all different when we're out there than we are normally in regular. But I think he loses all sense of right or wrong. How about as he's running off the field, he's smiling and blowing kisses?
Right.
I mean, is this guy delusional? I hope he realized he was blowing kisses to the rest of his salary for the entire season. I mean, he just doesn't get it. And to try to get in his head is like trying to get into Antonio Brown's head. I wouldn't even begin to know where to start. I just know this. That guy should not be on an NFL field ever again. I mean, when is enough enough, when it's the 10th time now he will have been fined or suspended? 10!
Ross Tucker joins me for another moment or so. Ross, I had probably a half a dozen other things I wanted to get to you about, but we're already running out of time, so let's get to the really critical stuff. You called the Cincinnati Marshall game in West Virginia on Saturday as the founder of #TuckSpreads. And as an official reporter on Press Box Food, how was the food at the crew meal, and how was the food in the press box?
All right, so the press box food was okay. They had spaghetti and chili. Interesting how many people were putting the chili on top of the spaghetti. I didn't need the spaghetti, so I didn't go there. The chili was good. I think chili is chronically underrated, so I like that. But a couple hours before that, at the CBS Sports Network crew meal, it was the best crew meal I've ever had. They had brisket that melted in your mouth. They had terrific baked beans, which I'm a fan of. Barbecue chicken that, like, fell apart on your plate. I mean, it was the best crew meal I've ever experienced in 12 years as a broadcaster. And the key was they had five or six different cookies, including soft peanut butter cookies. I love peanut butter cookies, but they have to be soft. I don't understand why anyone ever makes, buys, sells hard cookies. We all agree, Jim, that soft cookies are better than hard cookies. So why do hard cookies even exist? Nobody can explain this to me.
Ross Tucker is my guest. And as an employee of the CBS Sports Network, Ross, I've got to get my ass out of this studio to one of those games because I've never experienced a spread quite like that. Not the way you laid that out. He is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He is the co-host of Home and Home. You can follow him for this and other things at Ross Tucker NFL. My man, that was so good, Ross. Great to have you back, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jim. Not many people go right from banning perfect to life to soft cookies. That's what I'm here for.
Not many. Nobody, Ross. Nobody but you. Nobody can do that. Great job, Ross. Really well done. Jim. Nobody can do that. All right, that's Ross Tucker. And again, I had about a half dozen other things to get to. He was so good. Follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. 7 years in the NFL. I thought his point about Vontaze Perfect was unbelievable. And his point also being, look, I'm not a prude. I love the violence of football. The guy played 7 years in the trenches in the NFL. And 7 years. I can appreciate him saying, look, I'm not some sports writer or talk show host who is a prude. Man, I played the game at the highest level in the trenches. I love the violence, the inherent violence in the game. However, that is way over the line.